Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Helen Lampert, date of birth 7-3-1964, date of procedure February 1st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. Do you refer physician Dr. Maria De Leon? Procedure performed is esophageal gastrorotinoscopy. Indication is melanoma, which is currently improving, hiatal hernia. Description, procedure, and pain period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug cracks, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, while during the sedation period. Patient is brought to the anesthesia, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored, anesthesia care period, a well-lubricated lymphosphagia, gastrocal procedure, since the esophagus, advanced direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period, careful examinations made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, a retroflexia is obtained at the cardiac period, air was actually from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Here, the patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Overall, this is a technically difficult EGD to perform, with evidence of a large 9-centimeter, what appeared to be peristophageal hernia. Period. The proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. The Z line was regular at Super Bowl 40. 30 centimeters from the bite block. That's fine. There was evidence of erosive gastritis noted throughout, period. There were three clean base force class 3 ulcers noted throughout the gastric body. Next line. And go back to the ulcers. All of these were approximately 1 centimeter in size. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D3. Next line, biopsies were not obtained as patients' esophagus less than 48 hours prior to procedure. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy, would recommend PPI with omeprazole 40 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner for 8 weeks. Next line, go back to that line, and daily following this. Next line, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of ulceration. Next line, will obtain CT scan with PO contrast of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis for further evaluation of the large hernia noted on this exam, and to better delineate the anatomy. Next line, recommend restarting Plavix and aspirin today, given history of strokes. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Avoid NSAIDs. Anti-reflex precautions were explained.
Even if I work in four states in two countries, would you have to be 100% accurate?
Thank you. Also, please note that after discussing with patients, Melina has significantly improved and stools are back to lighter brown coloration. Thank you.